Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Sorry about that. That was my bad. Thank you guys down there. I totally appreciate it down at GCN. With that said, friends, I got a caller here, Steve from Minnesota, calling in right now. I'll get back to the topic. What we're doing today is we're just running through the week's, we're actually doing a recap on the week's content, at least what's important to the American people, I find, and we need to keep it out in the face of the American people. So we'll get back to that in just a moment. But we got Steve calling from Minnesota. Welcome to the show. Thank you for calling in, Steve. How are you?
Pretty good. I thought of you yesterday when I was looking at the snow you were missing.
Oh, so, yeah. I really missed it.
You picked a good time to go south.
Yeah, gotcha. You got a comment about the mask, and I just want to make clear, we're talking to an EMT here, folks. Steve from Minnesota is an EMT, so go ahead with your question or comment, Steve.
Well, I just thought it was, you know, it was kind of interesting because I was listening to a mutual friend of yours and mine on the radio this morning, and she was part of that Franklin Graham thing and praying that God would release us from this corona, and I thought, how sad, you know, if you believe a lie and then you ask God to release you from the lie, it's just kind of sad, you know, because it all started in the Garden of Eden when they said that Eve was beguiled with the devil, you know, which was to talk pleasantly. And if you want to be deceived, you're going to be. But, you know, the number of deaths this year in the U.S. and worldwide is fewer than average, than last year. So how can you be released from something that doesn't exist? You know, I pray that God will open her eyes because, you know, you and me both think she's a swell gal, but I mean, it's just sad when you see all that. What Israel right now is, you know, 1 in 4 young people from 18 to 24 have seriously thought about suicide.
That's right. We were just talking about that last night, Steve. We went out to eat here in Tennessee, and I was looking at some of the kids that were walking around, by the way, without masks. And we were in this restaurant, and I looked at them, and I just said to my wife, can you imagine what the suicide rate is right now? Because these kids have nothing literally to hang on to outside of what their parents are teaching them, if they're taking the time to teach them. anything at all. But, yeah, I totally concur. You know what it comes back to, Steve, to me is the fact that we've all heard the saying, lie to me once, shame on you, but lie to me twice, shame on me. And when I reiterate the point about how 94% of the media is not trusted by the American people, I'm not saying it's a resort to something that I know so well. I'm reiterating the point over and over and over again because it's these people that are the ones selling you the lie again. And it's the same thing with Congress with an 11% approval rating. And you ask these people, who told you about a virus? It's the people they don't believe, Steve. So how do you help a people that are deceived within themselves to take heed, pay careful attention to, and listen to those that don't have the record of telling them the truth in the first place? How do you show mercy to a people like that?
Well, and it's sad because one of the youth organizations I used to work with, one of the cadets, we knew he shot himself at age 18. You know, went out and just blew himself away. And it's like, you know, what are we teaching the kids? I mean, it's so sad that all this fear-mongering. So when some smart mouth starts talking to me like they did to you, you know, I tell them, I say, well, you know, you're killing people because you're making everybody afraid. I'm walking around here so they see one guy that's not afraid and that there's something to live for. I'm not going to put
right.
a diaper on my face and cower in fear. I got nothing to be afraid of.
I wanted to say that, too, now that you said that, Steve, is the fact that I've noticed that several times, and I do this unabashedly, where I am not going to pretend with people, and I've noticed other people look at me. It's happened quite a few times where they looked at me and said, you're not wearing a mask. And I look at them and say, absolutely not. I am not going to pretend with these sheeple. And they are encouraged to then take their masks off. And I'm telling you what, many of these people are angry. But if they're so angry about it, let me bring this in down a path where it can be more constructive. It's where the people need to take them off and begin to tell businesses that are telling them that they have to wear masks or their said representatives that no longer will they do this. Because the burden of proof lies on them, Steve, not we, the American people. And they can't prove it.
Well, and even if it was real, what do I care? I mean, really. So I'm going to be worried about when I stand before God. Instead of, you know, how well I served them before that happens. I mean, I don't care. I mean, when I live or when I die is entirely up to him. It ain't my concern. So I can tell these people why they don't need to be afraid. What good things to look forward to, and the church has just failed on that because we had an opportunity to do that, and our own churches are worse.
Yeah, and I totally agree. It is a sign of judgment. There's no question about it. I'd also ask that it does matter, Steve, scripturally, because the Lord said that when we keep his commandments, that we shall live long upon the earth. And keeping his commandments is dealing with the corrupt. And what bothers me as to what I see on a broad spectrum today in this country from coast to coast is the people that are so willing to go along with the very individual and administration that is deceiving them and attacking them on a 24/7 basis. That's playing the vaccine, little vaccine poster boy right now. I don't understand.
Truth telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Sorry about that, Steve. Don't know what happened there. Got cut off on a hard break. Forgive me, Steve, my friend from Minnesota. Did not mean for that to happen. But we got Diane calling in from Illinois. And by the way, if you want to, before we pull up Diane here, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And I want to answer this one question. We have Barb right now asking the question, can you give me a list as to why it is unconstitutional to wear a mask? Barb, you need to understand the burden of proof is not on you. It's on them to show you that they have lawful force to mandate that you wear one. Guess what? They don't have the constitutional authority in doing so. So hopefully that helps your question. Diane, Illinois, sonsoflibertyradio.com. How are you, ma'am? Hello? Do we have Diane calling Diane?
Connect. Hi, now it's connected. Hey, can you hear me now?
Sorry. Yeah, I got you.
Okay. Here in Illinois, 3 days ago, our Illinois Department of Health director has started advocating for us all to wear masks everywhere, including our own homes. They're putting up a plastic igloos in the city of Chicago for outdoor dining. Storefronts are being replaced by rolling garage doors so that it would be considered as outdoor eating. Now, I understand that our governor might be well accustomed to eating outside as through a trough, but I mean, it's ridiculous. They're opening up, they call them dispensaries everywhere. On every block, they're closer than Walgreens and CVS now. And I'm really, when I go out in public, I feel like I've walked into the Twilight Zone. And
well, Diane, apparently this is how you make America great again. This is what I'm talking about. This apparently is how you This is how you make America great again. And the American people, their country has been in shambles, and it's been at war for 4 years, and they still believe that America is being made great again. This is how tyrants act. This is how propagandists act. They do the opposite. They're trying to convince the people of one thing when the opposite is true, Isaiah 5:20. And that is just the tip of the iceberg, Diana. You go into Indiana, the governor said, if you don't follow my edicts in wearing a mask, you'll go to jail for 6 months. This goes along with what I've told the American people, and I believe by the Holy Ghost for a long time now, either you deal with corruption or else you're going to lose your freedom. So they don't want to deal with the corrupt? Then guess what? They're going to lose their freedoms. And what's on the horizon today? If you go to California, Diana, what are we seeing? We're seeing that lunatic now tell the people, if he's not attacking the churches and the businesses, he's now attacking the people individually, telling them, when you're eating, you're going to have to put your mask on in between bites. Are you kidding me? They're not kidding. They're trying to convince the people that it's really, really, really bad so they can tee them up to get a vaccination in the up-and-coming months. That's what this is about. But I would strongly recommend the American people, again, read the word in the Constitution and deal with them because, again, they don't have any constitutional authority advocating the things that they are or implementing.
And the people all cried, give us Barabbas.
That's right.
Because, you know what, we have become so knocked off course. People don't even believe in God, and they scoff and mock if you even mention the name, as if it were some magical genie in the sky that grants wishes. And that is also thanks to these modern-day churches, which have completely obliterated the meanings of the Bible. They wrestle with the words. And earlier we spoke about Romans 13 as a main source. I think it's a big, giant cop-out that these sissies are using to not have to buckle up under their knees and find their spines. It's sickening that I can talk to other people that also call themselves Christians, yet we obviously are believing in a totally different Jesus Christ, just as the Bible had warned us of.
There's no question. Can I say this, Diana? I have to go back to this current administration because it's interesting that Donald Trump just this last week said we need help concerning the coronavirus, and then he began to talk about how Jesus Christ is more famous than he is. Now, he's playing up to the pretenses, false pretenses. He's playing up to the American people, namely the evangelicals right now. But just consider just last week on Rush Limbaugh's show, he's kicking out the F word, right? What people don't realize is they are now submitting to a tyrant more than they are trusting God. And when you do that, you're going to reap the curse. And that's what you're seeing in this country. People can go ahead and mock out all they want, but you know what? It's not a smart thing to do because he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his back. And it was Noah Webster that said all the miseries and all of the evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war, and a perpetual fraud, they proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. I would say that they take this as a word of wisdom and repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Read Acts 20, verse 21, and get on your knees, America, because that's where you're at. You don't have any other options outside of repentance right now. There's no more road to kick the can down. No one is going to save you concerning this administration. The opposite is true. Your country's not being made great again. It's being destroyed systematically and methodically, all by design. And the bad guys, I want to remind them, I know that you think you're having your way right now, but you're not. You might want to read the Word of God, too, because you'll understand that when the Lord judged his children and chastised his children, he would chastise his children with corrupt tyrants, but the judgment that fell upon the tyrants was much worse. So with that said, Diana, you're in Illinois right now. You're one of the worst states in our union, by the way. But the fact of the matter, we just went to the same state. We just went through Chicago. Matter of fact, we got stuck in traffic there. And Dan, when you look at the mayor there, Lightfoot, and you look at the governor there, and you look at what the people are so willing to submit to. And by the way, can I add this? All the way through Chicago, there and back, we've been through there several times this year, you see these billboards from these big major corporations, because America, you are in now a fascist state, but you'll see these big billboards, Diana, and it's all about wearing your mask, trying to make it look sexy. Don't be uncool. Wear your mask. Think of others. It's all propaganda. In America, if we can't see that, you listen on every commercial on my radio show, every single one on a conservative outlet, what are they advocating for? They're reminding you of the coronavirus, and they're trying to embellish it to be something that it is not. It's just that simple, and it's just that clear. I'll give you the final word, Diana.
Well, I do believe that comment Trump made about Jesus was also perfectly worded so as not to offend people, as the Beatles did when they claimed they were bigger than Jesus. So he's laying out his own crooked path, and his supporters just cheer on their own enslavement. And the hardest part to watch is the delusion that I really believe that God has just given us over to. For you brothers and sisters, you know what? We are the clay, and we are on the potter's wheel. Don't become a stiff neck, and be willing to be malleable and pliable, and do as the Lord tells you on that moment that he calls you, because you know what? The enemy never rests, and he's coming for us all. But if we strengthen ourselves in the word and know it forward and backward, we can fight off the devil just as Jesus did out in the wilderness himself.
Amen. And let me remind you that scripture also tells us that he who watcheth over Israel neither sleepeth nor slumbereth. So we have everything in the world working for us, Diana. We have all the necessities that we have here in the Word of God and by the Holy Ghost. And if we refuse to reach out, you have not because you ask not. If we refuse to ask, then we're not going to receive. But we are promised victory in this life as we are partakers of the benefit. And when I look at scripture once again, from Genesis all the way to Revelation, I cannot find scripture anywhere where we're promised defeat. Nowhere. Thank you for the call, Diana. I totally appreciate it. We got Jeff calling in from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got about 2 minutes. 2 minutes, Jeff. Go for it. Hello? Okay, we'll take a break, folks. We'll come right back. We got some callers coming up from Tennessee and Kansas. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Friday, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden spent part of his day in the battleground state of Michigan. Today, it's President Trump's turn. The president speaking in Muskegon, Michigan. After that, he'll travel to Wisconsin, delivering a speech there before ending his night in Las Vegas, Nevada. Meanwhile, former Vice President Biden has no public events. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says she no longer has COVID-19. She tweeted on Friday that she is blessed to be COVID clear and posted a photo of her kissing her baby daughter. As far as an uptick in coronavirus cases across the United States, McEnany says,
"So we are routinely looking at COVID numbers in respective states. Dr. Birx has traveled the country. She's aware when there are embers and fires."
McEnany talking to reporters outside the White House. This is USA Radio News. Employees of social media companies are encouraged to make political donations, and one nonprofit group has the breakdown. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the details.
Facebook and Twitter employees have sent more than 90% of political donations to Democrats so far in 2020. That amount includes all federal donations from Facebook and Twitter employees this year based on records available through OpenSecrets.org, a research group that tracks money in politics by the nonprofit Center for Responsive Politics. An analysis from the conservative watchdog group Media Research Center found the employees at both tech giants contributed millions in individual donations and in political action committee or PAC donations.
He was born in the USA, but Bruce Springsteen says if President Trump wins another term in office, he'll be on the next plane to Australia. Springsteen making the comments in an interview with Australia's Daily Telegraph. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the end of the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I just want to hit a couple of things here, and I'm going to take these phone calls. We got one in Tennessee and Kansas City. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to jump on live onto YouTube, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, join us on Top Chat. Same thing on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com front page. Click onto YouTube, join us on Top Chat. One of the things Diana was just talking about from Illinois was just this. It's a 2,000-year-old warning about what's going on today. And it's been going on in our country. It's not just this administration, friends. It was that of Obama. It was that of the Bushes. It was that of the Clintons. It was that of Ford. It was that of Reagan on so many fronts. Not in that order. Same thing with Nixon. Folks, it's been going on far too long in this country. The American people have been desensitized, and they're too easy. They're making themselves a prey to their ignorance, Hosea 4:6. But I want you to listen to Cicero. He's a Roman statesman. This is 42 B.C. He said, "A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within." This is what's happening today. And I'd remind the American people that you have been conditioned to accept the crimes and scandals of your said representatives, because that's all the mainstream media does. Is continuously highlight the crimes of your said representatives. What is the current administration doing about the crimes of Biden? Absolutely nothing. Don't forget he's the president of the United States of America. When you read Article 2, Section 3, he shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed and shall commission all of the officers of the United States of America, I add, to do the same. When I go to Article 6, Section 2, which is the Supremacy Clause, just to make clear that you understand as to what's taking place here, it says the Constitution and the laws of the United States shall be made in pursuance thereof. And then it goes on and it says, friends, that it is the Supremacy Clause that need be enforced. because it is the supreme law of the land, Article 6, Section 2, okay? And that is the very thing that's being withheld from the likes of now Joe Biden and Hunter Biden in his crime. You know what? 5 years ago, it was Hillary Clinton in her crime. She hasn't been prosecuted yet. And yet everybody's talking about God bless Donald Trump. How about Donald Trump bless the people in obeying God and execute the laws found in the U.S. Constitution? After all, he promised to drain the swamp. That's not what he's doing. The media is doing nothing but fueling this little shenanigans going on between the two clowns and the circus of politics. Listen again. A nation can survive its fool, even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. Article 3, Section 3. For the traitor appears not a traitor. Tyrants are loved, friends. Dictators are loved for the most part. He speaks in the sense familiar to his victims, and he appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He tells them what they want to hear. He rots the soul of a nation. It's exactly what's happening today. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of a city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. That's exactly, look what's happening with big tech companies right now. They're trying to tell you that they're indemnified concerning their targets of individuals and their narratives that counter theirs. That is dictatorial. That is totalitarianism. That is against the law. As a matter of fact, the very purpose of law is to protect the people from what the big tech companies are doing to them today. But what's been done to big tech companies, friends? Absolutely nothing. Just like nothing's been done to Biden, nothing's been done to the likes of Barack Obama for treason, said Donald Trump, and nothing's been done to Hillary Clinton for treason, said the President of the United States of America. I've said it a million times. What guards your liberties? Justice. What's being left off? Justice. Folks, if this is not the characteristics and the earmarks of what you see today, Cicero warned long ago that a murderer is less to be feared. A murderer is less to be feared, friends. This is where we're at today. I want to say, just for the record, Jeff, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I pulled you up right at the end of the last segment. And I don't know what happened there, but welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you?
Doing good. I just wanted to make a statement that, you know, it's kind of it's kind of weird how much a difference 1 year could make. You were here in Merville exactly 1 year ago today, and the fact that I drive around and see people in their cars with masks on their faces by themselves, it amazes me as to the lack
blatant stupidity.
Yes.
Let's just
lack of intelligence is what I was trying to think of, but yes, blatant stupidity. And the ability to be, I mean, they may as well go out to the piercing store and get their nose pierced to put a chain, a hook in it or a ring in it and let them beat them around by the nose, because that's what they're doing.
It's exactly what they're doing. We're seeing some of these masks just to show you how far things have gone. We've seen masks with Make America Great Again. You can't make it up. Jeff, we've seen masks with these colors don't run. We've seen masks with they're making us wear them. Really, they're making us wear them. No, it's complete surrender by the American people that have lost all will to fight for the freedoms that they say that they cherish. If they really understood the price paid for their freedoms, Jeff, they wouldn't stand back and watch these guys defy the very honor that our veterans sacrifice themselves in giving us in any sense of the word. It's a lack of gratitude. And the American people, for a better way of saying it, Jeff, they deserve exactly what they're getting. They deserve exactly what they're getting. Some can say that's cold-hearted. No, it's not. I've been on the radio for 23 years, and everything that's going on right now has been forecasted before it even came to pass. And now we're sitting here, and the American people are saying, what's going on? What's going on is your sin is finding you out, America. and you look foolish in the process. There's no doubt.
Yeah, I've responded to a Facebook post. Lady friend of mine, real good friend of mine, posted on there that if say your gun protects you and you're protected by God, why won't you wear a mask? I said, number one, my gun definitely protects me, and it protects you a whole lot more than that mask does. And you would believe the people who were like, if I see somebody with a gun, I'm fear for my life. I'm scared. I'm like, okay, I wear my gun halfway out of my waistband for a reason. That person who's over here that plans on doing something evil, he's not going to have his halfway out his waistband. He's going to have it in his pocket. He's going to have his front band. It's going to be covered up. I want him to know that somebody's standing there with one. If his comes out, I'm definitely coming out. So, my gun will protect you a whole lot more than your mask will ever protect anybody.
That's right. George Washington said something very similar to that, Jeff. He had said that the very presence of arms deters crime. Of course it does. It deters crime. It doesn't encourage crime. And I wanted to add something to this conversation that we were having before I pull up Jennifer in Kansas. It's interesting, again, let me just remind you, friends, and I'm going to go back to this political theater. Another individual, an interpreter in Michigan just last week, was busted saying through her mask that she has to keep up false pretenses. She has to keep up the illusion. What she said verbatim was this. She said, we have to maintain the illusion of 6 feet. And I'm going to get into that in just a moment. But this has been sold to the American people, just for the record, friends, as for your safety, just like the Germans did back under the Third Reich. I want you to understand there's a lot of similarities going on in a major way to that of Adolf Hitler and his Third Reich as to what's being played out through American government today, which is running contrary to the U.S. Constitution, for the record, foreign to the U.S. Constitution. But we're being sold that this is for our good. And let me remind you, Americans, this is the same government that has been busted protecting the likes of Planned Parenthood, giving $600 million a year through this current administration to Planned Parenthood. And he sells himself as the greatest president in history, the most pro-life president in history. 3,000 to 4,000 babies were murdered yesterday. And masks are for our health. You believe that same government that sanctioned the murder of over 60 million babies is looking out for your good? Here, let me bring a little clarity to some of you people that still haven't put this together yet. The governor in Michigan had said, when this first came out with her unconstitutional orders, of course they have all been shut down now. The American people now know what the law is, and it's not on the side of the tyrant. Thank God for good Supreme Court justices in Michigan. But you might want to consider some of the things that she said, because she had said to businesses in Michigan when she first implemented this perpetuated fraud through forced compliance, which is completely illegal in America. She told businesses that if you don't have customers that comply, she said this, then don't buy or sell to them, is what she said. That's what you're dealing with. It has nothing to do, friends, with your health. It has everything to do with you forfeiting more of your God-given rights and giving them more control over your lives. I'm going to take Jennifer from Kansas right after this quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm right now. Welcome back into the Sons of Liberty, friends. I got a friend from Canada right now on TopStat that's telling us that as they walk into the store, a Walmart in Canada, an employee shouted out mask and looked at me. They have to show them exempt cards, friends. Listen to this. This is what you can do to a nation that's disarmed, friends. I'm not saying this to cap on you, lamp on. To my feet. I'm not at all. Thank you for the information. I only have one segment to cover this, but this is what happens when you're a disarmed nation. They're making people show their exemption cards. You might want to do a little history, friend, because that's exactly what was happening. Show me your papers. Remember that? To the dissidents, the gypsies and the Jews in Adolf's day, in Hitler's day? Oh, my goodness. The same thing happened in the U.K., friends. They disarmed them. They don't have the ability to resist. They've even disarmed the police there. Whoa. Oh, whoa, whoa. How do you fix stupid, man? You make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. Can you not make distinction between the fruit on a tree? Give me a break. Whoa. Jennifer, Kansas, thank you for calling in. How are you, ma'am?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm hanging in there. Thank you. Actually, I'm not hanging in there. I'm overcoming.
Yeah? Good, good. I hope we all can do that. Because there's a whole lot going on, huh?
Amen. There is, yes.
You know, I've got so much stuff. I've been sitting here and wanting to put it out, you know, and my thoughts are across the board. There's just a lot in my head right now bouncing around here down the rabbit hole. So I know you're paying attention to, and you probably understand that. So I'm not real sure where to start with what I was going to say.
Okay, well, we got here's just for the record.
Tell me on the phone.
I'd like to. Yep. So if you can make it short, that would be great.
Well, okay. Yeah, and then I'll just have to call back another time. But you know, citizens are going to have to team up with the law enforcement, basically, in order to. Yeah, I mean, that's the only way. That's just the only way. This is like fitting to be Minority Report, you know. We've got, you know, I mean, and you can't outrun prophecy either, you know. So it's like this beast system rising, you know. They want this digital, you know, they want to use this Nassara, Jassara stuff and tell everybody there's all this digital currency coming our way, you know. But you're going to have a chip. You know you're going to have a chip in order to get it. You know, that's what they're going to do. They're buying up all
Jennifer? Can I ask you? No, we've been hearing prophecy for a long time, and I just want to say this, and I'm not saying that you're pro or con, but the fact of the matter is the American people are still an armed people. You have 393.3 million guns in the hands of 330 million people. So if we lose the day, we're doing this to ourselves. And I want to say this concerning false prophets today that are saying there's nothing we can do, false prophets today that are saying we're going to be raptured from responsibility. I want to tell you something. You are sadly mistaken, because that is not scriptural, number one. And number two, we are in the position that we're in today because we have failed to keep the commandments of the living God. And what we see is these hippies sitting there telling us all this gloom and doom information because they failed my generation and probably your generation as well. So what they failed to do, me and you are going to have to stand up and deal with what they left undone. But go ahead.
Right, yeah. I tried to come out with I wanted to get it up and going, and I called it was Stand So That America Never Dies. And as soon as I started to do that, I had a couple alphabet agencies come up to me at a friend's house. I wasn't even on my own property, and it was private property. And they attempted and ended up tricking me, and they pretty much disarmed me. I thought it was interesting, though, because they used the paperwork. The paperwork ended up, which I didn't get to five months later, I got the paperwork on them. You know, like they had permission 5 months later to come and get it. But anyway, they took my gun, yeah. And so there's a UN mandate, apparently, that the Department of Health and Human Services had put in the Federal Register back in, I guess, August of 2016. Now, I wasn't able to find it and pull it up. I haven't had time to do that, but I'm positive it's there. My paperwork actually had admiralty. It was under the admiralty and maritime law. And I thought, wow. I mean, it just really blew my mind. And that happened after me and a group, you know, I mean, I know they're demonizing the militia, but, you know, I was part of a group, and we stood up for a couple guys out here in Kansas for the guns, you know. It was a silencer case. It was a Cox-Kettler case is what it was. And we backed these guys in federal court. And, you know, and the courts start, you know, and it's so crooked and corrupt at this point. You know, I'm not exactly sure what to think. I'm honestly thinking that they're going to have these troops either come in, and that's how they're going to do this forced vaccines, you know, all this troop movement everywhere. And honestly, I've been watching the skies, and I mean, this might sound crazy to you, but I had some pretty crazy stuff happen. It's been a year, October 3rd. I believe it was biblical. I believe that a veil was lifted. I believe that the Lord was showing me some things seriously. It's all so surreal. But, you know, this COVID stuff, I think that's quite possibly. I honestly think it's from sky serpents. I'm telling you, as nuts as that might sound, I've been seeing crazy stuff for, you know, a year now. And I got onto an infection. It was a webinar with the 200 and some odd infectious disease specialists. And when I asked them straight up, I mean, they stopped. I said, did you guys have figured out yet that this stuff came from the sky serpents? I'm dead serious. And I videotaped. I got a 10-second clip of, you know, so you could see the post that I put on there. But these guys flipped out. One of them gets up. The webinar gets shut down. A couple days later, I go back to check it out because I'm telling the guy that I was with, you know, about it. We go to look at it so I can show him, and they've cut down every comment. There was only two comments on there. They completely edited out the webinar, freaked out. A week later, I hear some stuff that, you know, and it's the only time I heard it, but that they said that this stuff, you know, came from snakes. It was more, you know, then they can't say bats or whatever they want to say now. Either way, my point is I don't think it's from here. And I think it might just be the way that the Lord's going to clean up some of the earth, you know, or I'm not sure what. I mean, I was going to try to call you before and get you where you weren't live, you know, and see kind of what your thoughts were on some of this, and I'm winging it right now.
I think I can give you my thoughts all the time, but I think it's, you know, we're supposed to have sound speech. That means without air. We're supposed to be sound in what's going on here. And I would just say, Jennifer, first of all, that's why I spent so much time in the Word. That's why I spent so much time reading the Constitution and paying attention to what's going on in this country, because I'm not confused. They're easy to see. It's easy to expect. Yeah. And I want to say this, too. My life is being spent right now not worrying about what the bad guy's doing. The bad guy's worrying about what I'm doing. And that's how we should all live our lives. Because if we were, the only fear we'd be walking in right now is a filial fear, where there's strong confidence and we're made bold, Proverbs 28. The fear of the world teaches you to what? It's a snare of man. And I'm not going to take my counsels from my fears in this world in any sense of the word. I'm just not going to do it. That's number one. And number two, the best way to actually deal with where we're at right now, because I have a whole hope that we're going to get to the other side of this, but there is no question right now that this country is under the judgments of God. When you read Leviticus 26 and you read Deuteronomy 28, start on 15 on both chapters and read to the end of the chapter and tell me that verbatim, line upon line, precept upon precept, that that's not what's going on in this country right now. It absolutely is. So either we're going to obey the Lord and we're going to be a blessed people, or we're going to disobey him and we're going to be a cursed people. And we are on the latter end of that right now. And God is going to judge this nation for what we, namely 86% of the professors that call themselves Christians, have allowed today. I want to end this because I have 2 minutes left. We got some callers coming in right now. It's too late. Sorry about that. But one of the things I just wanted to highlight in ending the Sons of Liberty right now is the political theater, the hoax is being exposed again and again and again and again. We have D.C. mayor wanting to exempt lawmakers and government employees from the new mask mandate, but they want to make you wear them. This is dictatorial. Concerning the hoax, we have in Michigan, we have an interpreter during a press conference who said on a hot mic, which means she didn't want you to hear it, but we got the audio right here. She said we have to maintain the illusion of 6 feet, the illusion. Do you remember on a hot mic, the Pennsylvania governor, Tom Wolf, and Pennsylvania state representative caught calling face masks political theater? Folks, you're not under attack by a foreign country. Not yet, at least. You're under attack by your own said representatives that are working for special interests that are foreign to their duties found in the U.S. Constitution. Exposing the hoax. You all remember when Nancy Pelosi, you know, Mrs. Everybody Needs to Wear a Mask, was busted without her mask on in the salon? Friends, this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is just those that have been busted for their hypocrisy. They have lost their place. They are acting as if we serve them rather than them serving us. We are the only ones that can right the wrong. And we have to take responsibility before God and man in doing just that. In all sincerity, I love you by what I do, 1 John 3:18. And we'll talk to you on Monday. God bless every one of you. Get it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.